the dual supply, the terms were that I had to send a minimum of 70% of our farm's milk to them at a 10 cents a litre price differential. Therefore, at the time, I think that was 62 cents. It worked out by the calculations. I had to sell the other 30% of my milk at 93 cents just to equate to the same as their exclusive supply contract, which was pretty well impossible.
So the exclusive contract was sort of 10 cents more, was 70-something?
It was about 71.5, I think, on the fat and protein and the quality of our farm's milk. I then responded with an email to say that we couldn't sign either contract due to the pricing, which was well below the cost of production, even their exclusive price. So I then offered out of good faith and common sense any milk we had available for them to have first offer on, because my father was a proud supplier. He would tell anyone that had listened that he'd been supplying Paul's Parmalat since 1966. And also, out of common sense, considering the milk tanker company we own shares in, and they come past our front gate every day.
So when you offered to sell Lactalis, whatever milk you had available, which I presume means it would vary every day, every week, or whatever the case is, what did they come back to you with?
They replied on the 15th of March that they believed we had failed to supply them 70% of our farm's milk. Therefore, they would pay me any further milk I supplied them under their ad hoc pricing. That equated to 42 cents.
So, but you weren't under contract, were you?
No, I wasn't under any contract. I was still negotiating with them for some of my milk, a parcel of my milk. I was still speaking to other processors. So none of my milk should have even been factored in to their daily requirements. So anything extra should have been a bonus. And I was also informed that if I had not signed one of those three contracts by the end of March, they would dissolve any further business dealings with us. Now, after that correspondence, that I was quoted that every litre I sent them from then on would be paid at 42 cents. I just could not send 1 litre. I couldn't send anything there because, you know, my cost of production is about 70.4 cents. So there was no way I could send them anything, you know, for the 42 cents. It was ridiculous. You know, I might as well shut the doors, I'd be bankrupt.
Now, there's a few issues obviously here at play, but I have reached out to the ACCC, and in a written response, they've said that the code actually doesn't prohibit processors from setting a minimum volume of milk. I know that's one of the issues, the fact that in the contract, Lactalis said that they wanted at least 70% of your milk. The ACCC is saying that's not prohibited. What do you think of that?
Well, the code, you know, was released to give, you know, some flexibility in the industry. It also gave the supplier another mechanism to perhaps supply multiple processors that basically could lever their milk price up depending on supply and demand. But I'm afraid with any processor being able to quote you a minimum supply and have such a drastic drop in the price, it's a worthless bit of paper. It makes actually a joke out of it. The dual supply is worthless unless they narrow or have a very minimum price difference, and it needs to be negotiated between the supplier and the processor what the percentages are. Otherwise, we are still being dictated to. It's made no difference. It's absolutely useless the way it is now.
Do you think, though, that it's fair that to make it worthwhile for a company like Lactalis to come and pick up your milk, that they need it to be a substantial amount?
It has to be fair and reasonable. You would not expect someone to come in and pick up the dregs. So it had to be fair. It has to be negotiated by both sides. after speaking with the chairman of the tanker company as well as the manager, they were happy to put on any milk we had available because every litre was a paying litre, and the supply in the tanker was quite down compared to what they would like to have on. And they were driving past our gate and they said, "We don't care. You got milk, we'll stop and grab it."
So essentially your issue isn't so much that they set a minimum supply amount or that the price differed. It was that it wasn't fair. You didn't see that the amount that they wanted for the price they wanted wasn't fair, and you had no support from the Ombudsman or the ACCC so far.
As far as I was concerned, we were still negotiating. And I don't believe that they can contact me at the 15th of the month and say, "I need to sign a contract within 15 days or they would cease any business with. You know, what rights did I have or what power did I have to say, "No, hang on, no, we need to talk about this." And I was paid the price that I was quoted before Christmas on an email. I was paid that price in January, but in February they deducted the 10 cents straight off. So I was paid 10 cents less in February, and then the piddly amount they paid me in March, the 40 cents. And I had absolutely no rights. I couldn't do anything. It was either send them milk at a great loss or I had to find another market. And I had no one on my team to hold them accountable for.
From your experience trying to get a non-exclusive milk supply agreement, are there some things in the code related to that you'd like to see changed?
As an industry, we don't want to complain about every tool or option we're given, just that it needs to be one that works, that's all. I believe that there needs to be a very small difference in the price from the exclusive to the dual supply so that they cannot stack the pricing so low that it's impossible to sell the rest of the milk. And they also, I don't believe, can dictate a minimum amount. You know, it's something that has to be negotiated between a few parties with perhaps someone overseeing it, and it just needs to be a fair setup. And when it's fair, you know, the supply and demand issue will kick in, and then we will start to see real price paid, where now it just whatever they can pick up out of Queensland and they truck it up from Victoria, but it's just not that easy. I know they're going to look at the code and perhaps refine it down the track, but I think that's 18 months away. That's too long. The industry is on its knees now.